Well, staying in Washington, a big question today is, who is Maria Butina? Or for those who know her, who is she really? She's now in a D.C. jail, arrested Sunday on charges of conspiracy to act as an unregistered agent of the Russian government, in other words, a spy. Prosecutors say she worked on behalf of a Russian official, and the New York Times has reported she worked with the help of Paul Erickson, an NRA member and conservative activist, to influence American politics and set up meetings between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, or at least try to. She was in court yesterday, the same day President Trump stood with Putin, saying he didn't know why Putin would have tried to influence the presidential election. Phil Ewing is NPR National Security Editor. Phil, quite a story. Maria Butina is 29. We know she came to the U.S. allegedly to study at a college, but reportedly privately compared herself to a Soviet Cold War propagandist. Tell us more about her.
She's been in the United States most recently since August of 2016 on a student visa. As you mentioned, she's a graduate student at American University, and she also has been moving in political circles both in the United States and with Russians. She began to work with another Russian official, Alexander Torshin, in Russia on behalf of gun rights for Russians over the past few years. Now, Russians don't enjoy the Second Amendment. They don't have the same kind of access to guns as Americans. But the National Rifle Association apparently wanted to cultivate a relationship with her and these people in Russia to try and make that case there, or they sought to cultivate one with the NRA. And however it came about, they began to build these ties, these relationships, Butina and Torshin. And in 2016, according to the criminal complaint unsealed by the Justice Department, they sought to use them basically to conspire to work on Russia's behalf without registering as foreign agents. They sought to set up meetings. They sought to make connections with political figures. And that's where the story stands today.
Well, by the way, we should say there was a picture circulating on social media purporting to show her at the White House last May when President Trump met with the Russian foreign minister, Lavrov. Her lawyer tells NPR that is not her in that picture. But there are definitely pictures of her in deep at the NRA with guns and cowboy hats at NRA shows. She was also infiltrating religious organizations. You know, was this approved by Vladimir Putin? I mean, tell us more about why she was doing this.
We don't know what the command and control relationship was like tracing back to the Russian government, but we know that this Torshin, whom I mentioned a moment ago, was a deputy government official of the Russian bank who was a member of the Russian parliament. And according to the criminal complaint, he was acting basically as her supervisor. And so she was moving as his deputy in the United States, making connections, meeting with political figures. You talked about some of the photos that have been being shown on TV today of her with them, and also trying to burrow their way into the Donald Trump for President campaign in 2016. Now, we should be clear, the Trump campaign, when it was approached in May, shut down a potential meeting between Trump himself and the Russian president, Mr. Putin. But Donald Trump Jr. did meet this Torshin in 2016 at the Louisville NRA convention that took place at that time. Now, the Trump campaign people have said that was just a very quick meeting. You know, they only talked for 5 minutes or so, and it didn't amount to any meaningful contact. Mm-hmm. And to be clear, everyone in the Trump camp, from the president on down, has denied strenuously, which you saw again as the president visited Helsinki this week, there was any conspiracy between them and these active measures the Russians were waging against the United States and the West.
And her lawyer, Robert Driscoll, also said in a statement she's not a Russian agent. The charges are overblown. And charges, by the way, that didn't come from special counsel Robert Mueller. It was a parallel investigation.
These are from the National Security Division of the Justice Department, and they involve a very seldom used law, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which prosecutors also have used in making a federal case against Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. The issue is this law is very seldom actually used to prosecute people, and there's a whole industry of people in Washington, the famous K Street lobbying world, that works on behalf of sovereign interests, whether they're foreign governments or foreign organizations from overseas, to advance their interests with the United States. And although there are rules about how they can register that they're doing this work and reporting the income that they're making, it's a very a light amount of enforcement, according to people in this world. And so that's one of the reasons why her attorney is saying you can't use FARA against her, because she was just a normal person in the United States, you know, giving her personal opinions and not actually working as a foreign agent.
But boy, it sure does read, at least in the documents that we've read so far, like an episode of The Americans, and it sure does sound, and we will find out, as if the NRA and some of these religious organizations got played by a Russian. But we will follow this. NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing, thank you.
Thank you.